Good morning, everyone. We've just started reading Parshas Sefer Shmos. Parshas Shmos, Sefer Shmos. And again, I know that it's set up in terms of the following week. And I felt it's important, as long as we've started a new Sefer, to begin to understand a little bit about the Sefer Shmos and its implications. Sefer Shmos begins, Eile Shmos B'nei Yisrael Abayim Yisrael. So Chazal immediately wants to understand why it is that the Shvatim are once again listed by name after they were already listed in Bereshit. The end of Bereshit, we know we've listed all the names of the Shvatim. And Chazal wants to understand why is it that the Shvatim were once again listed in Sefer Shmos. So Chazal explains that the names of the Shvatim represent elements of the Gula. Each one of the names, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and so on, each one represents something, some quality, some unique element that is necessary for Gula. So since Sefer Shmos is the Sefer of Golus and Gula, Sefer Shmos is the Sefer which begins with the Golus and then concludes with the Gula, so it was fitting that Sefer Shmos should begin with the names of the Shvatim, because they contain Geula. Now we know, we say every day, at least three times a day, Umevi Goel Yivnei V'neihem V'man Shmoi B'Av. In Shemin Esrei. Zoycher Chaz De'Ovai, Shpoch who remembers the attributes and the accomplishments and the chesed of the Avos, Umevi Goel Yivnei V'neihem. Now we all know Bnei Bonim Harayim Kibonim. We all know the grandchildren are my children. So why does it say Livnei Bneihem? It should say Umevi Goel Livneihem. We're Bneihem. We're Bneihem of the others. What is this Bnei Bneihem? Why do we have to be referred to as grandchildren? So we see from this that there's a stage in the middle. There's something in the middle that there's a concept of Bnei Bneihem that is we, Klal Yisrael. And then there was Bneihem. The others were not called Bonim, they were others. Abram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were others. You don't find that they're called Bonim. The Shvatim were called Bonim. So if we say, Umevi Goel Yivnei Bneihem, so what we're trying to say here clearly is that it's not only the fact that we're Bnei Bonim of the Avai, but we're Bonim of the Shvatim. We are Bnei Bneihem. And the Shvatim, these Yud Bei Shvatim of Klal Yisrael play a role in our Geula. And Kolzman, that we are identified as Shvatim, as Bneihem, there is a concept of Geula. Chazal have an amazing way of saying the deepest concepts, most important messages, in seemingly peripheral statements. Statements which are seemingly not so crucial. Now we're all familiar, we all know the statement that Ha'omer Dover B'Shem Omroi is maybe Geula La'olam. Ha'omer Dover B'Shem Omroi. By the way, in keeping with Ha'omer Dover B'Shem Omroi, you should know that everything I'm saying over now is basically not my own, but it's all what I was mekabel from Rabbi Sai, from Moshe Shapiro and others. So Ha'omer Dover B'Shem Omroi is maybe Geula La'olam. And we bring a raya, the Gemara brings a raya, right from Esther. That's why Esther, yeah, B'Shem Mordechai, Lamelech, B'Shem Mordechai, we all, yeah, what is this? What does it mean, Taka? I made you dover, B'Shem Omroi? You're going to bring the Gula? Every time you quote somebody, that brings the Gula? What does it mean? Now what happens when a person says something, makes a statement, so his words are outside of him, they're gone, once it was inside, it was yours. The minute it's outside, it's not yours anymore. Ha'imer Dover B'Shem Omroi means that if you take a word which was said, you bring it back to its roots. You bring it back to where it came from. Say Chazal, they're teaching us that that's Geula. You want to know what Geula means? Is Ha'imer Dover B'Shem Omroi. Why? How was the world created? How did God create the world? He created the world with Diburim.
Vayomer Hashem Yehiyor, Elokim Yehiyor. Vayomer Elokim Tachei Ha'aretz Desha. The Rabbanu Shalom spoke. The world is full of diburim. Everything that exists is really a dibur. Everything that is a word. Because it was uttered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why in Lashon HaKodesh is the only language in where the word for thing and the word for word is the same word. Eile ha-dvorim asher diber Moshe, these are the words, and dvorim are things. Why? Because everything is a word. Everything is a word. It's the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brought it into being. So when we take all that exists within creation, all the diburim, it's full of diburim, our creation, and we are, we relate it back to the one who said it, who are relating it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we acknowledge that everything that is and everything that exists and everything that happens is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're Omer Dover B'Shem Omer. That's Geula. Then we will reach the Geula. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's the Yisod of all the Briya, that we should somehow relate back to the one who said the words. The Ramban, in his Hagdamah to Sefer Shmos. So the Ramban says that Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaShoroshim. It's the Sefer of the roots, of the fundamental roots of Klal Yisrael, the Avos, Sefer Avos, Sefer HaShoroshim. And the Sefer Shmos is a continuation of those roots. Sefer Shmos is the Hemshich. And Sefer Shmos is the Sefer Habonim. And these Banim who were in Galus, who will eventually be Nigal, and they will return, says the Ramban, what is called Geula, they will once again return Lama'alas Avoysam. They'll return back to the Ma'al of their Avoys. Says this is why the Sefer Shmos concludes with the building of the Mishkan. Sefer Shmos concludes with the building of the Mishkan because we know that the Mishkan was the Makam of Hashra'at HaShchina. That was the place where the Shechina dwelled. And says the Ramban that the fact that the Shechina has returned to Klal Yisrael, that means that Klal Yisrael returned to the Maila of their Avos, as his Lashon is, Soid Eloka Alei Elohim. Oholehem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is in their tents. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is in our tents, and how is that accomplished? Then you return to the Maila of Avos. You return back to the roots. That's Geula. Geula means to return back to the roots. The Shvatim were totally connected to the Avos. The Shvatim were one with the Avos. In a moment we'll see further how deeply that connection was. So when we say Mevi Goyel Livnei V'Neihem, we have to go through the Shvatim, so that we should once again be reconnected to the Maila of the Avos. And that is Geula. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah discusses the whole Ishtalshelus of Avodah Zarah, how Avodah Zarah came into being. And he talks about the history of Avraham Avinu and so on and so forth. And he explains, the Shosal Belibam Ha'ikir HaGodol. And the Avraham Avinu was the one who implanted within the hearts of the world this Iker Shiyei Sham Eloka Echad V'chol Ha'olam V'lo Ro'i La'avad. That there is the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, one Rabbeinu Shalaylam, who is the Makor and source of everything, and only he is worthy of being of service. And then it goes on that it came through Yitzchak and through Yankiv and through the Shvatim. And then Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, and they lost it, and they started to be Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And the Lashon of the Rambam is so beautiful. Ad she'orchu hayomim liyisrael b'mitzrayim v'chazru lilmoid mima'aseyem v'la'avoid kachavim k'moisam. We were over there by the Zorah, and he says, chutz, m'shei the baby. And then he says, listen carefully. U'kemat kat. And it was almost severed. Ha'ya ha'ikr she'sasal Abraham ne'ka. It was almost finished, that ikr. That Avraham Avinu was shoysel, that he implanted into the Bnei Banim, into the Shvatim, and into his children, was almost lost. The Chayzrin Bnei Yaakov L'Ta'us Ha'olam. And then we came back. So we to the tallest of the world. So we lost almost, we severed our connection to the Abay. Gula means reconnecting. Amazing, amazing Yalkut Shemoni in Parshas Vayechi. In Parshas Vayechi, the Yalkut Shemoni says like this. Twice there was an attempt to be Megala the Ketz. Twice there was an attempt to reveal when the Ketz would be. One, says the Yalkut, was Yitzchak, and the other was Yankis. Now when did Yitzchak trying to be Megala the Ketz? Where do we see he was trying to be Megala the Ketz? Says the Yalkut Shemoni that when Yitzchak called Esav and he says, I'm about to die and I want to give you a bracha before I die, his intention was to be Megala the Ketz to Esav. Now, that Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala the Ketz. That makes sense. He had Yaakov Avinu together with the Shvatim, which was all of Kal Yisrael, all together, and they said, Shema Yisrael, Tate, Yankiv, Shema Yisrael, Yisrael Saba, they were talking to their father, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, She'ein, Kemo She'ein, Belibcha Ela Echad, Kachein Belibeinu Ela Echad. What a time to be Megala the kids. That was it, all of Klal Yisrael was saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And what is kids? Well, Ya Hashem LaMelech HaKol HaOretz BaYoyim HaHu Yihyeh Hashem Echad Shema Echad. That's the goal. So that Yaakov Avinu wants to be the God of the Ketz. It goes even further than that. Deeper. The Maral explains that the word Echad defines Klal Yisrael. The word Echad. How? So the Aleph of Echad represents Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the Echad, he was the Makor, he was the root, he was the trunk of the tree. The Ches of Echad represents the eight children of the Imahis, of Leah and Rachel. The Dalid represents the four children of the Shvachis, Bilhah and Zilpah. So you have all together in the word Echad the representation of Klal Yisrael. What is that? Yaakov Avinu and the Tzolch'in. That's Echad. That's Klal Yisrael. We say Shabbos and Mincha. Ato Echad, Shimcha Echad, Umikahamcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'od. When Klal Yisrael will take a beat, Goy Echad Ba'od, then Ato Echad, Shimcha Echad, then will come the Gula. So that Yankim Avinu wanted to be Megal of the Ketz, that makes sense. What about Yitzchak? Why in the world would Yitzchak want to be Megala the Ketz to Esav? What does he have to do with the ultimate Geula of Klal Yisrael? Esav, you see, Yisrael Mumer, he left. Yisrael Af Al Pi Shechotah Yisrael, who? This that if a Yid sins, no matter how far he goes away, no matter how disconnected he is, he can always be reattached. That didn't apply to Esav anymore. Esav was out. So what did he want to be Megala the Ketz to Esav for? So we have to know that there are two processes in terms of being Megala the Ketz. Or better, there are two ways that this Ketz will come. There's one Ketz that's a revelation of the light. A revelation of the Ors. It says in this, the Navi Ketz Tom Lachoyshech. That's Ketz. Ketz is when the Choshech, the confusion, the darkness is gone. And the light of Torah and the light of Chochmah and the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom will fill the world. And Ketz on the Choshech, finish, it's all over. No more darkness. But there's another process of Ketz. There's another process where the Ra, evil, reaches to such a low level that in essence it becomes self-contradictory and it can't exist and it destroys itself. That's what we say in davening on Rosh Hashanah. V'chol harisha kula ke'oshon tichle. It'll self-destruct like smoke. It'll dissipate. It's gone. It'll reach such a level that it cannot continue to exist. Yitzchak, when he called Esav, he knew very well who Esav was. And he thought there was a chance yet to save Esav. He wanted to reattach Esav to Yaakov. He wanted to reattach Esav to the Or. Now, how was he going to do that? Yitzchak, of course, not realizing that Esav had reached to the point where it was Yisrael Mumah, he thought that Esav would understand if he'd be Megala him, look, it's going to happen in the end. In the end, the Ra, the path that you're following, is going to self-destruct. The Ra that you're following, this path of evil, is going to so totally dissipate that it'll have no place. You'll have no existence, no cube. Connect yourself to Yaakov. Connect yourself to the Or. Of course, it's too late for Esav. But what we see here is that there are two ways that it can take place. It can either take place in such an overwhelming gilui of the Or, or it can take place that the Ra will reach such a level that it can't continue to go further. Yaakov wanted to be Megala the Kev to bring about the Ato Echad v'Shimcho Echad. Yitzchak wanted to be Megala the Kev to show him that Ra cannot continue. And that makes sense, because that's Yitzchak's Midas Adin. That's Midas Adin that the Ra is ultimately destroyed. And this is expressed in two Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all know that there are many, the Midas of Chesed and Gvura and Tiferes. Everybody talks about those. But there are two Midas that are not quite clear, and that's Netzach and Hod. When we speak about Netzach and we speak about Hod, what is Netzach? Netzach is when there are two sides of the battle and two sides are battling one another. One side is victorious, and one overpowers the other. That's the process of Ket, which is Ket Som L'Choshech, that the Or will be so great that the Choshech will be vanquished. It'll be destroyed to the point where it will not be anymore. But then there's another Midah, the Midah of Hoid. Hoid means to admit. Hoid means to capitulate. Hoid means that I'm not anymore where I'm holding. It's not that you were loiver over me. It's not you were menaseach me. But rather, I come to a recognition that I can't continue on this process. It's finished. I have to admit. That's Hoid. Hoidah is coming to an admission. Because Baruch Hu created the world where we can oppose him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way where we all have b'chira, we can all oppose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But ultimately, one of two ways is going to happen. Either it's going to be Netzach, that the Or is going to grow so great that it will convince the Choshech and override it, conquer it, or the Hoid itself, or the Choshech itself, will cease to exist. That's why the Gemara brings, it's very interesting, that the Gemara is a Rabba Baba Chana, where these Arab merchants were showing Rabbi Baba Chana different things. He says, come, I'll show you where Kairach, the blue egg Kairach, I'll show you where Kairach is swallowed up. Took him into the middle. And what does he hear? Moshe Emes, say, Rosh, what do I need? Where's the Moshe Emes coming from Kairach for? He's finished, he's over, he's in Gehenna, he's being punished. I have to hear the Moshe Emes, the say, Rosh, Emes from Kairach. Terrace is that the Moshe Emes and Torah Emes in Gehenna, because in the end the Ra has to validate the Emes. Evil has to validate the truth. Now, let's bring it a little bit Lamaisa. Where are we today? Where are we today? Well, today, to be honest, if we're honest with ourselves, it's very difficult to imagine that the Or is going to overcome the Choshech. So much. So much out there. We're battling so hard. For simple things like Tamir Shabbos, we have to go to who knows what extremes. To protect our families and to protect our children from the evil of the disgust of the street. How careful we have to be. Our world is moving towards Ketz, but it looks like it's moving towards the Ketz of Yitzchak. That the Rav can't get any worse. You know, in Parshas Vayeshev, I think, Rashi brings right at the beginning a mussel that Yaakov Avinu was overwhelmed when he saw so much of Esau, so much power. So all the Arufim, so Rashi brings a mushel of a blacksmith who was a neighbor with a flaxman who was bringing in all kinds of flax and lots of flax and lots of, and it was over, right? And it was filling up the space, and the whole space was filled with this cash. And he was becoming despondent. He had no room. He had no place. He had no place to function. Everything needs a makom, and his makom was being swallowed up and absorbed. So it says that a pikeach echad passes by, and he says to the blacksmith, "What's the matter with you? You don't understand? One spark of your anvil will put an end to all of that cash." And that's, he says, this is the pasuk v'hoya beis yankev esav beis yosef lahava ubeit esav lekash. Beit Esav, all of the Beit Esav, all of the Western culture. It's cash. Unfortunately, we don't see how that spark, or we honestly don't believe that our spark is going to destroy all of that. Unfortunately, we feel more secure the more cash of Esav we have. We feel very secure when we have lots of cash. Of cash. Cash. Isn't that where I have the Kabbalah from Abella? Something pops into your head when you're saying something, you should say it. So, if we really knew that one spark of the emeth will destroy all of this cash, completely obliterate it, have no meaning, have no value, then the geula will come. Then the geula will come. That's Geula. Where are we going today? Situation is tough. We don't know what the next station is. But what we're hoping for, and we have to know, that there is one who is directing everything that's happening, and that's who may be Goyel Ibnei Vnehem. And as long as we are connected and we are able to reattach ourselves to the Avos HaKadoshim through the Shvatim, that's the only way we can continue to exist. Then the Geula will come. And that's what the Ramban says at the end. In order to be considered Geulim, we have to return to the Maila of the Avos, just as when we left Mitzrayim. And that's when we have the Geula, when we built the Mishkan. So it would be fitting if we could accomplish this. But it's so tough. The Gemara goes by. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that says kolu kol akit, all the tests, it's over, all the times there should have been, could have been, would have been, should have been, it's all over. Kolu kol akit. So there's a machlokes between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elezer says that if we do tshuva, the ultimate ketz will come. If we don't do tshuva, it won't come. Says Rabbi Yeshua, saying, wait a minute, you're telling me the ketz won't come if we don't do tshuva? It has to come, even if we don't do tshuva. And they each bring psukim to show who's right. Ultimately, Rabbi Yeshua brings the pasuk, and Rabbi Lezer is quiet. So obviously, the halacha smashed me that way, like Rabbi Lezer, like Rabbi Yeshua. Ketz has to come anyway. But then Rabbi Yeshua adds one thing. Rabbi Yeshua adds, so how will the ketz come? Says the Gemara, Ma'amid Melech Kosher Kahaman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will arrange that there'll be a Melech Kosher just like Haman, who wants to destroy every man, woman, and child of the Jewish people. And then they'll do tshuva. So clearly, both of Yeshua and Rabbi Elezer hold that you have to do tshuva. The question is, what's going to be the catalyst of the tshuva? Rabbi Elezer holds that Ur will bring the light of the tshuva. Says Rabbi Yeshua, no. Ma'amid alei a melech kosher. There'll be a melech kosher who wants to destroy, just like Haman. And that will bring them to do tshuva. So it seems like it's a machlokes of which midah is going to work. Rabbi Elezer holds it's going to be the midah of Netzach, that it's going to be Menaseach, that the Ur is going to be Menaseach and will do tshuva. And Yeshua says that the evil will reach such a point that we have no choice but to do tshuva. No, Rabbi Osai, we do not now have a Melech Kosher. You tell me there isn't a Melech Kosher? There isn't a head of an entire powerful government that's determined to destroy every man, woman, and child? Come on, in Poras! mean, how wise do we have to be? Or how foolish do we have to be? Ma'amid melech koshe kehaman in poras, who wants to destroy every man, woman, and child of Paiso? The day has come. It's here. So what are we waiting for? Elections. Huh? New elections. New elections. Somebody else. Somebody smarter. Somebody to solve our problem. Nobody said we're not living in a problem. We don't have a problem. A problem has a solution. We don't have a problem. We have Churban. It's not a problem. It's Churban. It's the Ra has overwhelmed us. But in the end, this we must know. I know it sounds depressing. But in the end, you have to know. We left out, or we didn't emphasize, the last part of the quote in Shmon Esser. Mevi goel, divnei nehem, laman shmoi, the ahavu. Bnei Shem loves Yisrael. Bnei Shem loves us, and the Gula will come. Nabi Malachi says, Ahavti etchem neum Hashem. Hashem says, I love you, Klal Yisrael. And you know what kind of a chutz leave it to us? Yiddish chutzpah. So what do we return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Bameh Avonu? You love us? Where's this love? So then the Pasuk, Halo Ach, Esav v'Yaakov. Esav and Yaakov are brothers. V'ohev, Ohav es Yaakov, v'Esav son Esi. I love Yaakov. And I hate Esav. Says the Navi. Shem Hashem. Ach, Yankiv v'Esav. There'll come a time when Esav and Yankiv will look alike. There won't be too much of a distinction between Esav and Yankiv. But I love Yankiv. And I hate Esav. You know why? Because when I'll be Ma'amid Melech Kosher, they'll do tshuva. They'll come back. Look, the Jewish world for a long time has been following the kash of Esav. We've been following this foolish sense of security that the secular world has tried to impose onto Klal Yisrael. And it's led to so much destruction, so many lives were lost. The time has come to let go of all of this and recognize that we've made a mistake. The Hoyt, we've made a mistake. We've made a mistake. That's not where the gula is. That's not where the security is. The security is in one thing. You want gula, you have to say a dover b'shem oimer. And that you have to say that this dover and this dover and this dover and everything that happens in the world is has to be reconnected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're starting Sefer Shmos. We're at the beginning of the Sefer of Golus and Gula. So we have to know what this gula is going to look like. We have to know what is happening so that we should know how to navigate. We know that this path is only going to lead to self-destruction. But if we're able to come back to the Milas to others, if we're able to reconnect and we can bring the Shechina back down within Klal Yisrael by acknowledging that the Ra will self-destruct, then there is no question. And by the way, there's a contradiction there. Because first you say Leman Shmoi, and then we say Ahava. Either it's for him or is it for us? Who's it for? Leman Shmoi, seemingly for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he says Be'ahava in his love for us, seemingly for us. Teretz is, when he brings the Geula out of his love for us, it's the biggest Kiddush Shem Shamayim in the world. The only one that can bring Kiddush Em Shamayim is Klal Yisrael. And when he brings the Geula, because he shows his love for Klal Yisrael, then it's Mamish Laman Shmoi, because that will ultimately usher in the ultimate Kiddush Hashem. May we all be Zoichet to be together when the Kiyum of that which we say three times a day, Zoichet Chaz Deyavois, Umevi Goya, Liv Nev Nehem, Laman Shmoi, Biahva. Go ahead. Baruch Hashem.